put it up in the studio to represent the independence of the hustle.
That nigga just made that up on the spot.
And I really did.
But it's not a good though. So
you that's all that matters.
Like, why you hating from outside the club?
Every time I say some nice shit, he be telling people like, oh, you know, Quell having a smart ass day today.
I'm not gonna lie, I love popping bubbles. It's just something about that. I'm like Squidward when SpongeBob had a bubble.
You laughing, but that sounds like a hater to me.
Not when it's your brother.
Oh, okay.
Not when
she can't hit on me.
Okay,
we work together.
Yeah,
this is us.
Okay. It's all fun.
Okay. He can't hit on me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna tell him he ain't shit too.
Okay.
First of all, I know I'm not shit. You don't have to remind me.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm proud of being not shit. To be honest with you, it got me far in life, and it's gonna get me even further in life. This society ain't shit, so why should I be shit?
Society definitely ain't shit.
That's
a fact. But you should still be shit.
I'm shit.
I'm shit to people who deserve it. It's people who deserve it. Definitely. If you don't deserve that shit, fuck out of here. Get out of my face.
Heard you.
Stupid hoe.
Yeah.
A little sizzle.
Yeah.
A little zest here and there, you know? Yeah, a little stupid hoe.
I was upset.
Nah.
I was like, really?
It was passionate.
Yeah.
It was passionate. Because I don't do nothing unless it's passionate. What you talking about?
Heard you.
Facts.
Who passed this to me?
I don't know.
I think I'm supposed to know.
Yeah, go ahead, smoke.
Thank you.
Go ahead, smoke. Nah, you gonna drink too. Fuck that.
Oh.
Fuck out of here. Pour something up.
Wow.
And I got you.
Pull up.
I got you.
This seems like peer pressure.
This ain't peer pressure. You said you're gonna indulge. Once you said that, you opened the door.
This is weed and whiskey.
Okay.
So literally.
You gonna pour your own troubles, though. I ain't even gonna do that to you.
We ain't gonna start till you pour some whiskey. That's peer pressure.
Man. That's crazy.
That's peer pressure.
That's peer pressure.
That's crazy about y'all.
Y'all, what you mean, y'all? It's two niggas on here.
You condoning.
I'm not condoning. I just didn't say nothing.
Exactly. Silence is the same.
Silence is violence.
Yes. That's what they say. Silence is violence.
That's for the white people.
Yeah, yeah, right?
The white
Your silence is violence,
and
Karen.
Black people was like, silence is safety. Shit.
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
In the hood, silence is safety.
Silence is safety, so shut your fucking mouth. Mind your business.
That's where double standards come in.
Yeah.
Double standards.
The good ones.
Facts. Karens, it applies for Karens. Silence is violence. Because when you're quiet, it hurts us.
And see, I poured up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't care about us only when they want to copy our trends and talk like us and dress like us.
And still, it didn't originate from us when they're doing it even
right,
then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just came out of nowhere with that shit. Oh my God, Karen, I just came up with a new trend. Everybody's going to love it.
Kim Kardashian.
I just went to this little bodega in New York and it just popped up in my head. Oh my God.
Right.
It's called hip hop.
Right? Then it'd be some shit that's obviously ours, been ours. Like, come on.
And what you can do is you can sag your pants with it if you really have some flavor with it too.
But so I'm gonna play devil's advocate on it a little bit.
Oh,
a part of me wants to say you can't help it when you are the leading culture in the world.
You can't help what?
That people will imitate you.
I agree. It's not the imitation that's the problem. It's the lack of acknowledgement that's the problem.
The credit.
Yeah. That's the issue. I don't care that they want to do what we do. We the shit. Of course they want to do what we do. My problem is when they give Kim Kardashian the credit for boxer braids or whatever the fuck they want to call them when black girls been wearing cornrows our whole lives. So that's the problem.
The fuck is a boxer braid?
That makes me angry. Hell if I know.
The braids box?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Boxer braids.
Cornrows. Yeah.
Where I'm from, it's called plait. Yeah, when you hear it get plait. Yeah.
But yeah, Kim Kardashian created
I call
that.
It the plait, Tasha Braids.
Tasha Braids?
Yeah. There's a little Jamaican girl named Tasha.
Okay.
It just took us back into a little time in your life real quick.
Okay.
Just a little trip down the memory lane real quick. Shout out to Tasha.
Shout out to Tasha. Where is she at right now?
Wherever she at in the world, shout out to you.
One nigga about to make a song now, dig. But hey there, Tasha.
Hey, Tasha, where you been?
You even know they hear there, Delilah, do you?
Nah, I don't. I do know the song, but I don't know the lyrics. Shout out to Delilah.
What's some of your favorite white songs that you love?
It's a good question.
Ooh. Fireflies.
Oh, I love
that song.
Owl City.
I love that shit.
That's
that shit right there. That's
I love that shit.
Nah,
that's
that
shit.
Listen, nah. That shit go hard. I don't care what nobody say.
Explore different genres of music, people.
You like country?
No.
You have a country song?
No. I don't.
Damn, what's the song that like, it's a whiskey song.
Tractor? My tractor? Oh,
no, that's Something by the Truck. That's one by Kip Moore. That's one right there. And then there's something, it was a Chris Stapleton with Whiskey. That's another one that's right there as well, too. And for another white song that I like is The Script on Break Even.
I couldn't even tell you a country artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Not even when Kelly, Nelly was doing the country collabs.
With, what's that nigga name? McGraw, some shit like that.
Something, no. Georgia Line, something like that.
No, my music taste is not very eclectic. I'm more of
What the fuck does that mean?
That's just like, you know,
I was gonna ask the same shit.
Hey, shit, you still go through, nigga? Oh, shit.
I've never heard that one before.
Like a wide variety.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm about to use that shit.
Collected. I'm more
She's smart. She's smart.
You know, beauty and brains.
Okay. Ooh, let me shut the fuck up, man. Oh, my God. When a woman like that is in the room, you just have to sit here and just admire and just be like, go ahead, girl, do your thing.
And just shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you're smart. You smart, too. I'm smart. Because you know that.
I try to be smart. I try to be smart, you know?
Well, you got the first key to life down, so you on the right path.
But to be real with you, I actually don't like to tell people I'm smart. I feel like every smart people always tell themselves that they're a fool. Because you know, when you know a lot, you know nothing.
That's true.
And you know when you know a lot, it means that you're still searching to learn more. So you're only a fool because you just want to absorb. So that's how I look at every wise man always know themselves as a fool. That's just one of my theories.
That makes sense.
Dropping gems.
I'm dropping gems. And I don't usually drop gems. Actually, I ain't get drunk yet. That's why. That's fucking why. I'm smart until I get drunk, to be honest. Oh, no. When I get drunk, I get conspiracy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when the conspiracy
makes
come
out. A lot of other things, too.
Oh, that's it.
Like what? Hey, Marco, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Two words to describe my drunk person. No, two's about to be my number. Three words to describe my drunk personality.
I'll give you one.
Got Is that easy?
One sums it up. One? Or yeah, one? One.
It's actually a phrase.
I gotta hear this.
Whatever comes to mind.
Oh, so like he no filter.
He's not gonna hold back on nothing.
Okay.
He's not gonna. It's like, you know how you got some people that will like, even if they drunk, they'll still kind of hold it back like a little bit. Like they won't say it, but they'll like stumble around it. Nah, he gonna say what he kind of feel speak at up. The time. And it's to speak honest, up or it's crazy or whatever the fuck you want to say.
Honestly, I say first and then think second.
Yeah, I guess I kind
of. Yeah, I don't even think before I speak most of the time. So yeah. I just let it flow. Just let that shit flow. The universe always does me right, man.
I agree.
The universe always does me right, and I trust the universe. And with that being said, welcome to Weed and Whiskey Podcast, where we only do nothing but great motherfucking personalities. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we have another great fucking personality in the motherfucking building. It was so great that I just have to keep motherfucking cussing. I had to bring my Samuel L. Jackson out for this shit right here, man. Yeah, man. In the building, we have somebody who knows she is beauty and knew she's brains. And we actually had that confirmed because she used a word that even had me stump. And everybody know, man.
I remember that shit though. It was eclectic. I got this shit down pat. I definitely use that shit.
The word, when I heard it, I just thought of the word narcoleptic. So, I mean, it's close, you know. So, we have somebody who is a celebrity in here. She is doing amazing things. She is taking everything with a storm. She is an artist with everything that she do. You got to put some respect on her name whenever you say her name. She basically do a lot of things just because she can do it. Because I just found out she actually did a rap song as well, too. So, yeah. I came across it as well, too. Definitely just came across to that as well, too. So, somebody who's multi-talented, multi-faceted. Oh, here we go. See, I'm here to support
the
camera.
Yeah, back. You know, she brought them with. But that was a good one.
I tried.
You got a degree or something?
Maybe I tried. Yeah, and for the first time on Weed and Whiskey, I've ever been corrected by the wonderful personality of Tanae Rose. Thank you for coming in the building. Thank you for coming in our little area right here, little studio garage. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. We're grateful for having you here. I don't even feel intimidated by the fact that you just corrected me, because you know what, I'm secure with who I am, and I don't mind being corrected. I do things just so you can actually correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know if I'm wrong until I actually put myself out there in public and people can check me, and I am checkable. So I always want to put that, not everybody's checkable.
Beyonce is not checkable.
So yeah, you call yourself Beyonce. Like, yes, what's up with that? You love Beyonce that much? You channel your inner Beyonce?
So what I love about Beyonce is just her whole being. So I don't sit around listening to Beyonce music all day, but like how she is as a person, I feel like she gives her craft 150% always. I feel like she's so pro-black and for her people. She's a perfectionist. She always comes different, and like that's me. And she's so good at so many different things. And
true.
I feel like.
And also, I don't think she's happy in her marriage.
Wow.
Hey, yo, my nigga, what?
That was random. What makes you feel that way?
I don't know. I just get that vibe that she's low-key not happy, you know?
Why, though?
I don't know.
But she minds her that's business and she just be low?
So I could still fucking look at it, that shit, too.
But why? But I'm saying, like, what? Yeah, like, what about her makes you feel that way?
I don't know. I feel like I have a clairvoyancy when it comes to seeing certain shit. Okay. So it's like I can see certain things that people can't always see. Mm-hmm. I can read in between lines that sometimes it's not always presented, but it's always there. I don't know, yo. Like, I can read the subconscious game, and if you really look at how this shit, I feel like she be checking younger niggas out.
Wow.
I feel like she's at a point where she like, you know what? I just had my babies. It's time to see what some young dick is like. I think that's where she's at. Because every woman at a point, when they reach their point of womanhood, like in their late 40s, early 40s, that's when their sex drive starts to kick up.
And how do you know this?
Because I like older women and I have conversation with older women. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like I said, I like to learn. Mm-hmm. And I
bro,
put my...
Bro,
what? I'm not going to deny I like older women. What's wrong with that?
He's a cool guy, bro.
Right, like, what's
okay?
Wrong
with hoes? Just because a nigga's cool don't mean you make your wife happy.
But what gives you that, like, you know what idea? Mean?
The energy in the universe.
The energy in the universe.
Yeah, the universe don't usually always lie to me. So 99.9%, I'm usually right.
So did the energy is the energy telling you that Jada is a witch?
Which Jada?
Will's wife.
Will's wife? Let's not get started on that, man. Why are you going to put me in that predicament? Because you know how I feel about shit like that. Because, you know, I think Will should, I personally think Will should divorce her ASAP.
I honestly ASAP. Agree.
I think he should leave her ASAP. Like, that is not a good woman.
It She's is not good for him.
She's not good for no man. She's not good for no man. Stay by yourself. You either touching little boys when they're young or you're fucking all emasculating.
Right. All right.
She did. We know that she touched this little boy when he was young.
Who knows that? I don't know
August,
that.
August. He said it. This thing was around her son's. That was her son's best friend.
August? Wait, he wasn't a little boy. I don't think
that was it. Man. I don't know.
This is when he was around 18. I don't care. Nobody tell me 18. You're young. You have not experienced much in the world yet.
No,
bro.
No.
I'm
you
telling
have
you,
not.
My nigga.
I don't know anything
as
about
I'm getting
that.
Older now, and I'm realizing when older women used to tell them I'm like 22, and they should be like, "Oh, you're a baby." Like, it makes sense why they tell me when they used to say that shit, because like mentally, you haven't been able to like conceptualize certain things in certain manners for you to be like, "Oh, I'm grown," because you haven't really seen life. And most of the like me, I didn't lose my mom until probably a certain point in my life. That's a whole different type of growth. Some people lost their moms early and shit like that, so they had to grow up earlier, but different things bring different growth. And a lot of people at 17, 18 years old, as much as they think is they know life, because I thought I knew life at 18, but as I grew up now, I realized I knew nothing.
Right.
I knew absolutely nothing. I was ignorant as fuck. And nobody couldn't tell me shit. And that's just what it means to be a teenager. You're supposed to feel like nobody can tell you nothing. That's just part of the process of it. You're uncheckable. It's just part of growing. So I'm not knocking the fact that you feel like you know everything, but when an OG check you, like, nah, my little nigga, you don't know this. Mm-hmm. Know when you're wrong, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. Just know when you're wrong. But no, that's just me. That's just me.
Nah, you make valid points.
Okay, that was
a lot
passionate.
I don't even know where that even came from, to be honest with you.
I think you zoned out for a second.
I did.
I feel like you did. So. Let's get into some shit, right? Well, not some shit. Let's just ask you about you.
Yeah, how was it working with Revolt?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I just feel so grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, I look forward to the continued experience.
So one thing I would say about that is stand beside that WNBA player, you're pretty short.
I'm average height. I'm 5'5".
She made you look little.
She was 6'7".
She made you look little. Yeah, she made you look little.
Damn.
Yeah, so averagely speaking, you weren't
6'7".
I mean, I think she would make you look the same way. 6'7"?
I like taller women too.
Okay.
Listen, I like things that most people probably don't like. I like to branch out.
Give me three things right now.
Three things?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I like braces on a woman. I think that's a little weird as well for a lot of people.
Maybe for men.
Yeah, for certain. But I don't like braces on men. I like braces on women. What else do I like? What
no, I'm saying that would be like maybe a thing for men. I don't know. Women have that as a thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird for me. That's a weird thing for me. That's a little weird thing for me. I like taller women. I like actual women that's taller than me, and I also like women that's shorter than me as well too. That's a, like you know that's a nice kink for me in such a sense.
I think that's weird though.
Huh?
It's not weird.
What you mean? That's not weird.
But I mean, don't I mean like you like all women? If you like women taller than you?
Yeah,
you
I don't like have a preference. I don't have a preference at all.
Okay.
I really don't. As I really sit here and think about it, I really don't. It's like. I've learned height wise.
What's up?
Like what?
What kind of preference? You mean like preference like overall?
I don't listen. Like, I'm all about magic. Like I realize your interaction with every woman is different, so you never know what conversation is gonna speak or gonna spark when you're in the presence of certain women. Like certain women bring out different things in you as well too. So I've learned that. Like not even in just women. That's just my philosophy on just bonds in general. I feel like every person that you speak with, every person you connect with, bring a different part of you out. So that's why I like to just have conversations with people, talk to people, and like even for like the like women, I like to you know get that spark going and see what I can come on. Cause like I, even growing up as well too, like a lot of things like even sexually, things that you do sexually help you grow outside of your person as well too, outside of the bedroom, especially when it's come to somebody you're having comfort with. Mm-hmm. So it's like I've learned you can't always put just anything in a box because you never know what you want isn't always what you need. And most of the times, what we want is never what we need. And if you're not open to anything out there, the things that you need is gonna be right. It's gonna go right over your head because you're gonna block your own blessings.
Wait.
What?
Message.
Now I was trying to say you slow down because I got lost. I was just saying to you slow down.
How long have you been a makeup artist now?
Well, I've been doing makeup probably like 5 years, but like doing other people's faces maybe like two, three years.
How do you like get the confidence to be like, all right, I'm ready to do somebody's face? Did you practice on your friends around? You know, like yes. What sparked that? Like, all right, I'm ready to take this to that next level.
Well, I was doing my own face for a while, so I was like, all right, after a while, and I felt like, all right. This shit look all right. Like, you know, this shit look good. I know what looks good and what don't look good. And I'm real with myself. So it's like, I'm not going to boost my head up if I don't think I really got it. So, like, I would have, like, my sister, her friends, be like, yo, have them come over and let me do their face. And I would always be big on having different skin complexions. Like, I didn't want to just know how to do light skin. I wanted to do dark skin girls makeup and well. Because so many times you see dark skin girls and they look ashy or, like, you know, gray, like... So that was, like, my focus. And
that's West right there.
And then I just got good.
I got an important question. Do you blend the neck, too?
Of course.
All right, because it's weird seeing
and
these...
And you got to do, like, the ear area.
Yeah,
like
you got to do everything. Yeah, because it's weird seeing these girls out here.
And do. that's my client friend.
Nah, girls be out here. Well, that's my friend the face be beat, but the neck just be... What the fuck? It just be a whole different complexion. It's
no,
like,
literally.
It be their regular skin complexion.
It looks like a mask.
Shit look crazy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It do like a mask.
Yeah, I don't
or
like
if
that.
They wear a certain dress, like the little titty areas, like it's darker than the whole face. And it's like, I hear a two-tone, but I never heard a two-tone in that area. You know, that's a different place. I know the sun don't shine there regularly. Are you wearing that often? Are you outside that often like that?
I have a controversial question for you.
Go ahead. For me or for her?
No, for you.
Go ahead. For her? Okay, yeah. I thought it was me.
Oh, for
no,
me?
No. Okay. We always have controversial shit on this. I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Have you ever had somebody where you finished and you like, damn, I couldn't save you?
Wait, what? Wait, repeat the question.
Yo! Have you ever had somebody in after you were done and you were like, damn, I couldn't save you? Don't say yes. I just say yes.
No.
Okay.
I really had to think about it. I have
So you
had...
saved a lot of people.
No, I'm not saying. No, honestly, right, I feel like all of my clients are beautiful, to be honest. I would say I've had clients that have had some preferences. Like, okay, I want a red lip. And I personally, like, told them, like, you know, I don't think a red lip would work.
Be for you.
You know? Mm. And they insisted, and they're paying me. So I gave them the red lip. So things like that have happened. Mm. But I wouldn't say, you know.
You can make anything look good, pretty much. You got the magic touch when it comes to makeup.
I mean, I feel like I only enhance what they already have. I don't do magic.
You are fire with the media train.
No, I'm serious. Like, I only enhance what is already there. That's like my makeup style. Like, I don't go for like the drastic, you know, like I like the more natural look. Okay. Like, I'm just naturally beautiful. I woke up like this.
Okay. So how often do you wear makeup yourself?
Not often, really, to be honest. I really like to not have makeup on. So probably like 2-3 times a week.
You're like the drug dealer that don't do their own drugs?
I mean, 2-3 times a week. Like maybe like the weekends I would
like
make up.
Like special occasions type thing? Yeah, okay.
But like during the week, I'd be chilling, like looking like my brother, little boy, like chilling.
So where do you stand with natural beauty?
Where do I stand?
Yeah, like, do you emphasize on natural beauty whenever you can?
Yeah, yes, I love it. I'm fully confident in who I am and how I look, and I embrace my natural state all the time. Like, I feel like I look damn good, so. Okay. When I wake up, so.
When I wake up. And when you go to bed, too?
And when I go to bed.
You gotta say that, too. You look good 24/7.
All the time. All right. So, yeah, I'm a big advocate for natural beauty. And women just embracing their own shit and being confident in themselves, because when you're confident in yourself, when you look good, you feel good, and everybody should feel good.
So with that being said, what is like one of the primary source of your confidence? Like, what makes you confident? Like, I feel like me personally, I like women who are confident, but not every woman know how to shine in confidence of their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
honestly, I've just always known I'm that girl.
Like, so you've been like this even as a teenager?
Yeah.
Never had to grow into it or anything like that?
I never had to glow up.
Were you one of the popular girls in high school?
I mean, I went to a real small high school, Bloomfield High. So it was like,
Bloomfield is small?
I was going to say, what?
I mean, I was a cheerleader and stuff like that.
That
so
just makes me want to ask you, what's your definition of big?
I mean, like the...
And that's a double entendre. Take it how you take it.
Like the and that's white a double high entendre too. I feel like Bloomfield High is a small high school.
For Connecticut?
I mean, I think so.
Shit, that's how you know her mind is not even in Connecticut no more. Yeah, she out of here already.
I've been...
So why are you still here? What's still holding you in Connecticut?
I'm setting some things in place. But no, this is not my final destination. But I'm working always.
Where would be a place that you would want to go? Where is your dream place?
I don't have a dream place because I don't dream of being in one place.
Mm.
So I like the South. I've never been to like Cali area. So like I want to see what that be like and maybe some other places too.
Do you see kids in your future?
Possibly.
So it's a 50-50?
I mean, I want to be a mom one day, but I want to be a happy mom. I want to be a successful mom. I want to be running my businesses and living my life and feeling like I'm complete already, and then having the kid be like the cherry on top. You know, I don't want to have a kid and still feel like I'm trying to get where I want to be, you know?
I got you. So with that being said, is marriage in your future?
If a kid is in my future, marriage is in my
future.
That's
a good answer. Because a lot of women are okay with having a child without being married. Oh, actually, I'm okay with having a child without even the father being present.
Yeah, no. I'm not that girl.
Is anybody really okay with that?
Yeah, and I don't think anyone is okay with that thing. Life happens.
I seen a video today of a woman actually who said it. She, as long as she can financially support her child, she's okay with the man not being there.
I mean,
and that's,
for now.
I don't even know which way this goes.
I don't know either. Just smoke.
Sorry.
Oh. Okay, so, where has your art taken you? Like, where is the place that your art is taking that you didn't, like, believe it? Like, you were like, oh, shit.
Well, definitely the most recent places. I had no idea, like, I would be getting a message from Revolt or, you know, things like that. And some more things that are to come that are very exciting. I don't know. It's honestly just taken me by surprise, all of it, because I really stopped doing makeup for a while and I haven't even been posting makeup. I've been more focusing on like my photo shoots and like my other creative things that I have going on. So
this which is
spitting bars.
No.
So what else you got going on outside of makeup? How multi-talented are you?
I'm pretty talented. I can do most things really well. I have.
Can you put an engine to a car?
Okay, that's one thing. Cars are not my thing. Nothing with cars. But other than cars, I'm pretty good at most things. I'm serious.
Do you at least know when the car's out of gas?
Yes.
All
right. And when it needs an oil change.
That's what I got the light for.
No, but I do want to learn one day. I want to learn how to change a tire, and I want to learn how to change my oil.
So you're not afraid to get your hands dirty?
No.
What if you have some really nice nails on?
Like I do right now.
Yeah, like right
Shout
now.
Shout out to my girl, Joni.
Oh, you did?
I fixed them. Yes, I did.
Listen, okay. She did that.
You didn't get a ring from earlier?
Listen.
I did.
Wow.
Okay,
no,
okay.
I'm telling you. Wait, hold on. Because do y'all see
That's
these?
Fire.
No, they were fire. I just
like,
did
fire.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fire.
Fire.
Ooh.
Fire shit only.
Ooh. Where? And it was her creative idea, of course.
Do you have male clients?
Think.
I do manicures.
Are they gay or straight?
They're straight.
You have to think about it.
I do have my gay clients who also get long nails just like hers.
Do you think some of the ones that are straight are low-key a little gay?
No.
What? Like,
it depends on the guy.
It depends.
I'm not going to lie. No, because some they'll do regular and try to play straight, but I really think low-key. But there are the ones who actually get manicure, and I know they're like...
Yeah, my brother gets a clear coat.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, when I'm passing the split. No, nah, but when he grabbing the spliff and I see that clear coat on his hands. I'm like, nigga.
What's wrong with that?
It's attractive.
It's clean. It looks clean. It's clean.
I just...
I'm not going to lie. I'm down to get a manicure. I'm down for that.
Not the top coat, though, he said.
Yeah, not the top coat. Yeah, you ain't putting no
clear
coat on
my shit.
Yeah,
I don't know if my fingernail's going to be shiny. I don't know if I can do shiny fingernail.
You know how strong my nails is without all of that already?
Yeah,
yeah, I
how
got.
How strong your nails are?
Huh?
How strong are your nails?
My nails is fucking strong, and I don't drink milk.
What the fuck? I got to do
okay,
anything.
Okay, nothing.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. Drinking milk don't mean shit when it comes to having strong nails at all. My nails is naturally strong, but I'm one of them people. I have nice skin. I have strong nails. I have amazing eyelashes and eyebrows as well, too. So I have those little things about me just come naturally, be natural for me already. So I don't...
What's amazing eyelashes?
First of all, my eyebrows are really soft. Second of all, I have women who are jealous of my eyelashes.
People have rough eyebrows.
Some people don't have eyelashes, period. Or eyebrows. They should be skimpy as fuck. That little tail that be hanging along right there.
Well, I have eyebrows.
Yes, you do. And I'm thankful for that because I don't like the little skimpy ass shit. Like, first of all, you gotta have some eyebrows. Don't be picking your shit out like that, yo. Or your eyelashes be looking
what
like.
What the fuck going on with your face?
I'm one of them people. I'm weird. Like, when I see a woman, I look at the like those little features. I look at the eyebrows, I look at eyelashes, I look at smile, and I look at shoes. Those are some of the main things that I always look at.
You look at what?
Shoes.
Shoes,
eyebrows, eyelashes, smile, and shoes.
Wow.
I like a woman who is confident in her shoe game. Because to me, the shoes you wear and choose to wear is a huge reflection of, like, your whole attire is a reflection of who you are. And I've learned that. And if you learn to speak how people put themselves together, you can learn a lot about them before even having a conversation with them as well, too. Because if you're going to go out of the way to make sure you have nice shoes, that shows a way about your character. If you don't care about the shoes that you wear, that shows something about your character as well, too.
My mom used to say that about feet.
So what do your Crocs say about you tonight?
I don't give a fuck. I still fuck your bitch even with my Crocs on. Some people need some Gucci flip-flops. I need some Crocs.
Hey, bro. Speak your truth, brother.
Which is funny. I actually get a lot of compliments on my Crocs.
No, I fuck with Crocs. I don't got nothing against Crocs. I'm just fucking with you.
Nah, I appreciate that, though. I don't know. just don't poke the sleeping bear, you know? That's all I'm just going to say. You never know what's going to come at you, you know? And pour some more whiskey up for that. Okay. There's some black bears that lurk in my backyard, so I've been raised by them a little bit, you know? I know their ways a little bit. I know the ways of mama bear.
I'm chilling. What the fuck you talking about?
I want to pull a card from the deck real quick. Let's see what it is.
Are you going to go there or there? Oh, all right, fuck it.
Fuck it. Have you ever walked in on your parents doing that thing that grown-ups do when they love each other very much?
No.
You never seen your parents having sex?
No.
Never?
Never.
Really?
Really.
Quo, have you ever seen your parents having sex?
My people wasn't together, so hey.
Yeah, same.
It wasn't like that.
Damn. The only thing I remember of my mom and my dad is my mom throwing away the wedding ring.
Well.
Yeah.
That's that question.
That's cool. Yeah. Wow.
I just hope for a better
future. You ready for the second part? Mm-hmm. The second part's really intense.
Is what?
It's really intense.
Okay.
What was your most shameful orgasm?
What?
What was your most shameful orgasm?
Shameful?
Have you ever had an orgasm that made you cry? Good or bad?
Yes.
In a good way?
Yes.
Like it was that good that you just caught yourself crying?
Yep.
Was your leg shaking too?
Yep.
All right, I figured. Because you don't cry without your leg shaking. You know, they just go hand in hand. I've learned. They just go hand in hand. The legs just can't stop shaking, and the tears just trying to cry. The tears just keep coming a little bit.
Hey, yo, man. I used to think that. Well, it's okay. I used to think that she was lying to me. I was like, "Why are you trying to make me feel good about you crying? That's fucked up. I don't know what I did wrong." So, I mean,
have you ever faked it?
She was kind of trying to make me feel good.
No.
You're not a faker.
No.
So,
truth there.
All right, say that. I actually have an important question to ask because I want to ask a lot of women this. This is a survey of mine. I'm actually officially starting from here on. If you're having sex and the sex is not good, would you stop the nigga from having sex and just put your clothes on and go home?
Would I? No.
You would let them finish? Even if you don't finish?
Yep. It's sad, right?
Wait, what?
That's sad, right? Cause it's like at least just get it over with and let me go about my business.
You want me to say something that probably change your whole perspective on it? I think you know what I'm gonna go with this. You know how I, you know what I look at that as?
What?
I mean, it's just using your pum pum for masturbation. Mm. If you're just laying there with no emotion, you're just taking the dick, just waiting for that shit to be over. Yeah.
I've been there.
You've been there?
Unfortunately.
Oh, more than once.
It was a bad relationship.
Oh, it was a thing. Oh, you had bad sex in a bad relationship?
Kind of thing.
So what was good about it? What made you stay? If the sex was bad and the relationship was bad.
Well, eventually I left.
Okay, eventually you came to your senses.
Yeah.
Did you finally come?
Yeah. I finally came and I was out. And that was it. It was a wrap after that.
What was your biggest takeaway from that?
Self-worth. Know your worth. I got excited.
Okay.
Like,
that was after the relationship?
Yeah. Like, literally.
Some girls get new hairstyles, she get new tattoos.
Basically.
And new nails.
And new nails.
New everything.
New everything.
Fuck with her if you want. New. Fuck that shit.
All right, so for all my fellas out there listening.
Are you not going to do another question?
Oh, you going to find out? God damn.
Oh, damn. See, and they give me the last call.
He like, messy.
God damn.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm messy?
You messy.
The question started it.
Okay.
I didn't go there.
I don't know how I'm supposed to answer this question.
Next question.
I don't think you even know me, so I don't know how you're going to answer this.
Let me hear it.
What percentage of... Yeah, you answer this shit. What percentage of the time do you think I'm completely full of shit?
Let's see. For that answer... I think it depends on the conversation that we're having. Uh-huh. If we're just having a regular conversation, I think it's probably 40% of the time you're just full of shit. Because we'd like to make a lot of fucking jokes. But when we're like really getting into the conversation and we're just laughing and everything, when you hear a lot of laughter, 80% of it is just bullshit. And then when you're drunk, and when you're drunk, 99% of it is bullshit.
Hey, you know something? You might be right, bro. You might be right. You might be right. You might be right.
How dare you call me messy and think you're going to get away with that, yo? Do I look like I'm a messy guy? You think I like to start trouble for fun?
I don't judge people.
You can't. I'm asking you to judge me right now. judge this book by its cover before even reading the synopsis right now. I'd even admit to it. I don't lie to I don't lie to myself, so I wouldn't even lie to you.
No, I don't think you're messy.
You don't think I'm messy?
Nah.
If you could judge my character in one word right now, just off meeting me up from whenever we've been in here, what would you describe me as?
Interesting.
Interesting. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. I am actually pretty interesting. I'm tooting my own horn. I'm just...
I can tell you are.
Nah, because I'm at the point where, like I said, this is my last year in my 20s. And I don't know. I just want to be that confident person I knew I always was. I want to... Because this is my time to just let the world know. Y'all need to know who the fuck I am.
Period.
Y'all have to.
Period.
I'm amazing. I'm amazing. I'm intelligent. I'm amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm black and beautiful. I'm amazing. What else can I say?
And that's what life is.
Period.
I'm having my Kanye moment.
I didn't realize that I could do this. I just sit back.
It's your show. Go ahead.
Yes. Do your thing. A lot of bullshit. So where would you like to see yourself going?
In like what, the next 5 years?
It doesn't matter.
And
we don't. There's no time limit. Legacy is forever.
I would like to see myself waking up every day when I'm done sleeping, and running my multiple successful businesses, making money, having a happy, healthy family, enjoying life.
How much kids you want?
Two tops.
Two tops?
Yeah.
What if you get four?
What do you mean, what if I get four?
Two sets of twins.
I control that.
You control that?
If I get two sets of twins, now that would just be some shit.
First of all, if I get twins, I'm the luckiest motherfucker in the world.
No, swear. But one time and I'm good.
I'm going to try again.
Nah.
You know how motivated I'm going to be if I get twins on the first shot?
If I get twins on the first shot, I would feel like I'm God's favorite and I'm good and I'm never doing it again.
Nah, if I'm like, if I have even like, what's sextuplets?
Of course, because you don't have to do any work.
First of all, I'm an involved dad when I'm a dad.
Well, what I'm saying is, as far as carrying,
I do the work in making it.
Listen, that's okay. Kudos. Okay.
We know you're known for laying there sometimes, so. Yeah, okay. I'm going to throw shots.
That's fine. I have nothing to defend or prove to you, you can say. What you believe.
I'm sorry, I actually took a just big shot and my filters just went all the way out the fucking door.
Nah, you good.
Did you take a gulp?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nah, I'm good. I'm chilling.
I'm ready to bring that out because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like
a lot of liquors in your system.
Me?
Yeah.
I think, what time do I have work tomorrow? I don't know.
Don't even know no more.
That's how I determine how drunk I get based on how early I have work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work at 9.
That's not that bad.
That's not bad.
I don't work on weekends.
Tomorrow's a weekend?
Oh, shit. Oh.
It is a weekend.
Fuck that shit.
Damn. But you blind?
No.
You wear glasses?
No.
Are those shades?
No.
Are those for fake?
I was about to say.
These are for style.
For fake. You know how that makes people like me feel?
How does it make you feel?
The glasses community is upset.
How does it make you feel?
You know, it makes my insecurity come out even more.
Why?
Because I need these.
Mm-hmm.
If I take these off right now,
you're going to be blind.
I am blind.
Mm-hmm.
You see how thick these lenses are?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just thick as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the audacity to just put those on without needing them? That's crazy, yo.
This nigga said, you know how much
I wish I can walk outside and be able to see the trees without my glasses?
That's rough.
But you can just walk outside. You know, matter of fact, you can wake up with 20/20.
It's not really 20/20, but...
When I wake up, but you wake up and seeing with good vision. When I wake up, I have to reach over for my glasses mm-hmm. before I even see anything.
That's rough.
That's a crazy life, yo. You know how it is to go like 10 years of your life having to reach over as the first thing you do before you start over your day?
I don't.
That's wild.
So is this something where people in the glasses community are really offended?
like, can you see me?
Like, is this a thing they protest? Outside the glass shop, like, stop selling shit without lenses.
No. No more regular glasses.
No more regular glasses.
Nobody.
Medication only.
Right? Can you see me right now?
I can see that happen in Philly.
How many fingers I got up?
2.5. It's like it's 3.
Okay.
So I can see better when I'm squinted.
So you good.
When I'm taking my glasses off.
How you got 2.5 fingers?
Right.
Like one's halfway up. I see what I need to see without my glasses. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Take it how you take it. I'm going to actually do this episode without my glasses. Why not? Actually, yo, it's been a while, yo.
Yo, this is... You drunk. No, you ain't drunk yet, but...
All right, because I took my glasses off, let's read.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
That's funny. Let's try this shit out.
Let's see.
Let's try...
Tell us about the first time you ever saw porn. Wow.
I don't even know. Like, I was young, but I saw it, like, by accident type shit.
How do you see porn by accident?
I did.
Like, clicking through channels type shit? Like, yeah.
I definitely saw porn by accident the first time. I remember that shit.
I swear.
So, if two animals is fucking in real life, is that porn?
Yeah. What?
If two animals is having sex in real life, is that porn?
No, what the fuck is nature?
Yeah, literally.
So are you telling me just because the sex is recorded, it's not natural?
Nah. It's because it's a business.
Do you think porn is unrealistic?
Unrealistic?
Yeah.
I don't really watch porn. I don't watch porn.
You grew out of that in your life?
I never watched porn.
Only accidentally?
Yeah. No, like, serious, like...
Do you make your own sex tapes?
No, I don't.
Bro,
what? I think that was a fair question to ask with the topic that was given.
It wasn't.
It I was.
It was, maybe.
All right, here's another one. I think I already know the answer to this.
How are you so blind but you can read these damn questions?
Because right. My eyes see what I need to see. What are you talking about? True or false? Great sex requires lube. First of all, great sex don't require lube. I'm gonna answer that one. Fuck out of here. If you sex require lube, your pussy is whack.
True.
Absolutely whack. Now, if you're gonna do some of that warm and jelly now, yeah, that warm jelly, yeah, I advocate for that right there. But lube and sex is a no-go, to be honest with me. I'm good on all of that, to be honest with you. I'm good on that. I don't know how many times I can fucking say that.
Yeah, I'm good on anything.
So, with your birthday coming up, what does being in your last year in your 20s mean for you? I know you heard what it means for me. What does that mean for you? Because I know that's like a major thing.
It is. I'm sad.
I know.
It means...
Why are you sad?
Because, I don't know. I just want to be young forever.
Being 30 is great. I'm not 30 yet, but being 30 is great.
That's like saying...
Look, I'm not 30 yet. Like, you want to hold on to that, though, right?
No. This nigga feel like he's 30.
Exactly.
He feels like he's 30. He got, like, 3 kids.
I do have 3 kids.
Well, see, like, I don't have that. So, it's like, I'm still...
Does he look like you have 3 kids?
Yeah.
Not really. What does that look like?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you can see it in his face if he looks, like, stressed and sad and stuff like that.
Oh.
Just tired all the time.
Yeah.
Working hard.
And he just started back working again, so...
Being tired.
So, go ahead. Yeah, what?
So she was saying something.
Oh, right. I'm getting lit. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm getting lit.
What did you say? What did you say something? Am I high or what?
Who passed me the spliff?
I did.
If you could have one superpower in the world, what superpower would it be? That's a high question.
I'll be able to read minds.
Why?
You really want that power?
You really want to know the things you're not supposed to know?
I
want to
know everybody's intentions. Like,
but you know, that's not the only thing you're going to know, right?
Yeah, but that's fine.
So you want to? So you don't think it's an invasion of privacy to be able to read thoughts?
Yeah.
Would you want somebody to read your mind?
No, but not for... reasons you guys may think, not for like dirty thoughts or anything.
What do you think? That's what we.
I'm about to say, why would I think that?
That shows what you think of us. Wow.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, I feel like.
Is that all you see of me?
I mean, that's all you really been asking me lately.
You said,
nah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. Listen, I won't generalize.
All right, I'm going to keep it a buck. In real life, I'm one of them people. I'm a cliche ass motherfucker in real life, to be honest with you. I tell people, you're like, I like walks on the beach. I sure fucking do. I like to take people to my favorite parks. I'm one of them hiking niggas. I'm a nature nigga and shit like that. So I like to bring people to my favorite scenery spots, my favorite thing. Like, to me, when I'm with somebody and I'm talking to somebody, I like to see the world with them. You know? I like to... Even, like, everyday little shit. Like, I feel like just experiencing everyday little shit with somebody that you actually have a bond and a connection with, it just... It's a different thing, you know? Because you don't know what memory can come out of it. So I like sharing my space and time with somebody. I like getting my time to actually know somebody, because as much as I talk about sex, sex is just my, like, it's a personified side of me when it comes to, like, being on air, to be honest with you. Because it's just easy to talk about that shit. Everybody love that shit.
About other stuff.
I like talking about other shit. So are you into the universe? Are you a universe type of person? Like, do you look into space and wonder if there's anything out there?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think is out there?
I have no clue, and that's what scares me.
It scares you that you don't know?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
It's like, don't scare you.
It's no. So right. It's like.
It actually motivates me.
It motivates you to do what?
It motivates me to just, first of all, I don't know, to live. Because it's like, at the end of the day, I can't control what I don't know. I have no control over that in no way, shape, or form. So why am I going to stress it? And why should I fear it?
Oh, I don't stress
you know,
it.
No, why should I fear it in any way, shape, or form? Because, like, the things that I do know makes me confident about the things that I don't know.
Nigga, but what about aliens and shit? What if they come in here and try to do some shit?
Nigga, most of the times I wonder if I'm an alien myself.
Oh, you want that different shit.
Yeah, I'm be keeping a bug. Like,
lizard people know that shit. For a fact, Joe Biden is a lizard.
I'm convinced of that. No, I think he's actually, he's one of the lizard people puppets.
You think, wait, what?
I think all white people are lizards.
All of them? I wouldn't say
lizards in particular, but I say reptiles.
Reptiles.
Turtles and shit?
Yo, you want to share something controversial? I'm going to say something controversial as fuck, yeah. Shout out to all my white listeners out there. But you ever seen a little white baby growing and feel like they're not human yet?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know no white babies.
No, I'm talking about not the ones you know, just the ones in public. I used to work at the airport, and I used to just see a whole bunch of little kids walking around. I used to see the little white kids going, and I feel like they're grown into being a human. They're human like.
What babies? What?
Nah, y'all stupid. No, that ass. Oh, no, none of them. What's some real shit? Like, I don't know no white babies.
So they say one of the reasons why. One of the reasons why the world is getting warmer is because the world is trying to be accommodable for the reptilians.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you see some type of truth in that?
Repeat the question.
I'm that sorry. The world is getting warmer to make room for the reptilians.
I don't know.
I heard the reptilians are already here.
They are.
They're
shapeshifters.
And then with the sinkhole, who knows? That's probably what's really under there. Because that's I just have to throw that in there. I heard that's where they come from. I'm really into that stuff.
All right. Oh, so question.
So you know.
No, I want to ask this to you too, because I love asking this question. Is the Earth round or flat?
How do we get a 600 hole, and that's just getting deeper, and then it's like a whole nother forest down there, and then it's like, what's under that? So like, how far deep does it really go? And if we get to the other side, are we getting to the other side of the circle if it's really round? Like, what? Like, I don't understand it.
It's a ball, right?
Yeah, and they say.
You know why it's a ball, right? Because everything else in the sky is a ball.
How do you know that? Have you been there?
I see it. You ever seen the moon and when it's mad big?
Yo, y'all making me get in my conspiracy
bag now.
You
see the shadow that go around it?
You making my... Like, alright, see, alright. So, I have another theory as well, too. There's a theory that actually nobody actually even ever been to space. I heard there's a theory that it's actually impossible to go to space because there's actually a dome. It's called a firmament that's actually encoved over the Earth.
It's an asteroid, though.
What?
It's an asteroid.
What's the asteroid?
Yeah. I believe it because I believe that something that alien or extraterrestrials or something that they are capable of doing. They had something, the technology that they are capable of. doing, like, the same way they come. Like, I always say, like, if now, like, with the nuclear stuff with Russia, I was like, they're not going to let that happen, honestly. If they are more likely to send in, like, a UFO or whatever you want to call it, that will come in, which they've shown videos of them disarming stuff like that before and during test runs. And, you know, they know, like, when something's going to go wrong or it's like they said, like, you're... Everything's already, like, in place, in motion. Everything that's going to happen is going to happen. So they already way ahead of us. So they come and they do all that. So I was like, Russia, they not going to do shit. Because I was like, the aliens will come down here before anything. I kept saying that shit and I stick to that. I don't know. That sounds crazy, but that's how.
The Russian just that. Threatening Americans, saying if you don't tell the people about the aliens, that they're actually going to come do it themselves. And even with that as well, too. So with that theory... that nobody can go to space, they're saying all the extraterrestrials and everything that we know as unknown, they don't come from outer space, they actually come from beneath. They come from beneath.
The water or in the ground.
Which is why we're always they're drilling like and trying to get well, to onto the core. Yeah,
they're trying to find them.
Because to me is, if all they told us in science and everything, that the Earth is supposed to be so hot at the core, right? And it's supposed to be all magma and everything. Why the fuck are we trying to get deeper?
Yeah.
Why every time we drill, we're trying to go lower?
The plates or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, you're just making it worse.
So if that's the case, why aren't we having more tornadoes? Why aren't we having more earthquakes?
Volcanic explosions. Yeah, volcanic explosions.
Like, we're supposed to have more abnormal things that's supposed to come off as natural.
Because what we do is only about that much.
So you're telling me they just haven't reached that deep yet?
That's also
no,
like
how, they can't.
It's also like how they tell you, like, all UFO sightings have only been in areas where they do nuclear technology.
But that's research. Because it's the UFO people coming to shut down the shit that they're doing, because it's actually disrupting things on a universal level.
Exactly. That's why I said that. Exactly. That's extraterrestrial. Because they're only in that area because they come to shut that down. That's why they're only seen there.
Exactly.
That's the only place they have to come.
There's actually, like, military records that goes out that talks about that they've seen UFOs that go from different spots in literally seconds. Spots that's miles away. Yep. And they go from seconds. They disarm all their military nukes and all of that.
Dumb ships don't use noise. They use gravity. They, like, have a switch and that shit turns it on and it makes the gravity pulls it to wherever it is that they're going next. All
right, so let's go deep now that you say that word. I actually have another theory that gravity
I don't know what's going on.
I have a theory that gravity actually don't even exist.
Keep talking shit.
Okay, see, that
so that I actually am at a point where I actually don't believe in gravity no more. That
because they said if you get to, like, a certain height in the earth or something, like,
it's not even that. My theory on gravity is that I feel like gravity is something based off our own manifestation. I feel like we as a people are so powerful that we were given the idea of gravity and we became victims of it. Because if you really look at it and think about it, they say the universe is actually moving upwards. They say it's actually moving upwards. They say like 2 millimeters or a millimeter, like, every couple of years or something like that. So if the universe is moving upward, why ourselves, we ourselves can't move upward in a sense? Why can't we dictate when we, you know, take flight in such a sense?
Right.
If the universe is moving upward, like, why are we still being down, if things pushing us down? So things like that don't always make sense to me. So, and then
that
we as
people... That could also be the cover, though, that they say that they have over the earth that we can't leave.
Exactly.
Got us trapped in.
Because it makes us feel like we never actually have to go up there. Because a lot of the lies they tell us actually don't make sense. Because if you think
of
all...
A lot of lies in our brain, that's why some of the extraterrestrials are so much smarter than us, because they can use a much more larger percentage of their brain than we can. If we could have access to that, then we could probably be up there just like them. Floating in them.
Do you believe in the 20% that they say that we use in our brain?
No, I think it's less. It's like
8. I believe it's less.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I feel like that movie Lucy tried to do a justice of what it is to have 100% of your brain. But to have 100% of your brain is literally to be energy itself. You have to be part of the universe at that point. Because at that point, when you know everything, because 100% of your brain means you know everything.
Yeah.
And that means you understand the origination of life. And then when you understand the origination of life, you are then now eternal. Because you understand how life originated, which means... You know,
right.
That's just how I see it, because it's like, that's why we're not taught to understand the origination of life, because we ourselves are trying to bring our own origination to life itself.
Back.
My fault. I got into my conversation.
No, I hear that.
I guess I could be deep too. I could be deep. So
I don't
things
understand,
because
I don't know
daily.
What the fuck just happened.
Yeah, me either. me and you was in.
Yeah,
no, but I was listening to y'all, but. all of that was way over my head, mind blown.
Yeah, that's just
because my shit. I want to say entertain because there'd be some funny shit going on, right? But I just can't go that far. I just be like, man, all right.
So let's have a.
It is what it is.
But it's there. All right.
Let's have a conversation you indulge in. Then, do you believe? Do you see us having a World War III? And what does World War III look like to you?
I don't follow politics.
No, this is not even politics. It's just you seeing how you see life.
Do I see us having a World War III?
Yeah, based on how you see life.
Possibly.
And what does that look like to you?
That looks like getting chips implanted, like mandatory microchips. Yeah, like all of those types of things. That's what that looks like to me.
Are you down for the mandatory chips?
No. I'm not down for vaccines, any of those things.
Would you subjugate yourself to it to further your career?
No.
If there's an opportunity to present to you that you know that's a great one for you, but they say you have to do, like, get the vaccine or something like that to do it, would you do it? Or even get a microchip to do it, would you do it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? So there's a slight possibility that you can be waved to the dark side?
I really don't think so.
It's do you know so or do you don't think so? Because it hasn't happened yet. So what if you're presented that position where you have to make that red pill, blue pill decision?
I feel like I've been presented that option plenty of times.
Oh.
You gotta ask her if Beyonce comes through with the makeup deal.
I'm dead.
That's where the real.
Ooh, that was a question right there. You heard what she said?
What'd she say?
She said Beyonce come through with the makeup deal.
That's a good question. So if Beyonce come through with the makeup deal right here, and she said, where do you really get this makeup deal? You got to get this chip. What you going to do?
I got to read that.
Damn, you said that's fucked up. That's not fucked up. That's life.
That's life.
I got to read the contract.
You got to read the contract?
I got to read the contract.
You know the contract comes with the chip.
Listen, I got to read the contract.
So it depends.
Contract is solid.
Nah, I got to read the contract first.
Contract solid. You ready?
I'm sorry. That's B. But at the end of the day, I'm me. And I ain't...
You can't go against you.
Yeah, like...
True, she gonna have to hire you.
I don't know. Skills. We're gonna have to see.
But that's what I'm saying. What if the contract is in your favor? All you gotta do is take the vaccine.
Like I said, everything is right. The chip is the only thing that's there.
Everything is right. They give you exactly what you asked for.
And then
the chip is the only thing that's wrong. I don't know.
You said, I don't know. The first opportunity, you can be like, all right, give me that paper.
That's a really hard question.
I scared right here. I do that.
You put that in my neck. Come on, B. Like, B got to do it, though. That's in the contract. Like,
it's tattooed. It's fine.
Look, you feel me? B got to do it personally.
I ain't going to lie, yo. To keep it a buck, I'm not a fan of all the contracts that she do, because a lot of people say, but look what she, like, the whole... Like the Haley and Chloe contract, she came up off that shit. She came up. Well, she got like 5 albums out of them for like $1 million.
I'm not sure what their contract entails.
Yeah, something like that. Like they have to make 5 albums.
Are you like against Beyonce?
No, I'm not. I do media. I'm not a Beyonce fan.
Okay.
I used to be a Beyonce fan when she first came out and she did Check Up On It. That was like my favorite video ever break from her when she was doing the whole Pink Panther song list. That's when I was a fan of, but I'm not a big fan of Jay-Z. I'm not even a big fan of Kanye. I mean, Jay-Z either. I'm a huge Kanye fan, of course, but I'm not a big fan of them.
Okay.
I'm not going to deny it.
Nope. I became a fan of Jay-Z as I got older.
Me too.
As I got older, I started appreciating it.
I was going to just say that.
I actually became less of a Jay-Z fan as I got older. I don't know. I'm deep into my conspiracies, and my conspiracies took me down a lot of different paths. And it came to a lot of revelations of how people became who they are right now. So that's a lot of reason why I don't respect a lot of people who they are now, just because of what they did to get there.
But what if you meet them and they're great people? What if you meet them and they're great people?
I'm not going to deny that. Nigga, I think even the most horrible person in the world have a good side to them. Like,
what if you get to really know them? Like, what if you're around them every single day? What if this happens? So just...
I'm throwing out there. What if you just had?
Like, don't get me wrong. Media wise, I would definitely do something with Jay-Z. But
that's what I'm saying. What if you got to know him and he was a great person? Would you be like, oh, damn, I was wrong?
I'm not going to say he's not a great person. I just said, just because I just did my thing and I've learned how what people were willing to do to get where they were at. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Regardless of who you are now.
So you would work with him even though you don't respect him?
If I would work with him, I wouldn't work with him, but I would do an interview with him. Yes. That's where it's at. But I wouldn't sit here and take a record deal from him. Or take, not even record, I'll take a deal or any type of like deal, distribution deal from him at all. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I wouldn't even take a distribution deal from most people. Because I feel like what we have is so authentic and it's so great that you can't duplicate this in no way, shape, or form. Like, you can put two other people in the same room, but you'll never be able to get what we bring. Mm-hmm. Like, our personalities is just that great, especially when we're a combo together. Like, it just brings out a whole different, I don't know, a different feeling for a lot of people. Like, it just makes a lot of people feel a different level of comfort.
And whatever you think I'm worth more. So
that's how I feel about myself.
Facts. Because if you feel like you can make $1 million off me, I can make 10.
Facts.
And that's how I look at it. And then I'm at a point, to be honest with you, I do this more because it makes me happy. There's no other reason no more, because it's like, yeah, the monetary gains is definitely going to be a plus, but I'm at a point in my life where everything that I do is just, yeah, it's just about me being happy now. If it's not making me happy, then there's no need for me to sit here and invest my time into it as much, because it's the waste of my time.
Right.
What makes you happy?
Me? Being creative when things go as planned. Being in control, like, knowing what's going on, what I'm doing.
You're a control freak?
Low-key.
Low-key? What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Yo, a Leo? Oh, yeah, you're a control freak. Yeah, things have to go your way all the time. You're a micromanager?
No, not so much. Not if I feel like you know. I'm a communicator, so I feel like if I feel like you understand what you need to do, I'll let you do your shit.
I've been learning that. Honestly, actually, to keep it a buck, I've been learning that working with you, Quell.
What?
To lessen my micromanagement ways.
What's your sign?
An Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
Why?
No, what? Just because you asked me mine.
Wait, what'd you say? Call me big bossy?
You talking about me?
No. Oh, is she both of y'all.
Me? She called me big bossy. Wait, what are you?
Right.
What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm an air sign.
Yeah, we're both.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she's an Aries.
Damn, you call me bossy? Yeah, air sign?
Wait, what?
No, she is an Aries.
You're
an
Aries?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. I get along with pretty much everybody.
Can somebody explain what the fire sign is?
Aries, Leos, and Sagittarius.
What is it, though?
Like, our personality types generally are more spicy and...
I'm air, and I love the fact that I'm an air person. I love, because me, I bring the best or the worst out of you.
I don't think I talk a lot of shit. I'll be here.
I like Sagittarius. I think Sagittarius people are very spontaneous. I feel like they can be very creative as well, too. So I like spontaneous, and I like creative people. I get along with pretty much most people, because Virgos are snappy people. They like to say everything straightforward on their mind. I think Virgos like Aquarius because we don't react with each other as much as most people do. So that they can truly be themselves. And then what was your sign again? Aries? Oh, Aries. I have an Aries friend who's my best friend. That's one of my best friends. I swear, yo. Like, yeah, but y'all always feel like y'all have to prove something.
Probably not
cuz. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people can even understand what the fuck you're talking about.
What you mean?
Like, I don't
understand. It has a lot to do with that. You know, it's never just the sun sign. People are very different depending on their moon and their rising.
That's true. But I think I know my three. I think I know my three.
Your sun sign is your soul, dog.
Yeah, I think I know my moon. My moon is Gemini.
Okay.
So.
Two-facing.
Nah, I'm bipolar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got more signs in your chart, birth chart.
Yeah, and then my rising is Sag.
Oh, I'm Virgo, Taurus, Taurus.
Really?
Yeah.
So you fucking stubborn as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
How do you know that? Like, what the fuck is that? How do you know that?
I take astrology to a certain level.
That. I read a lot of it.
Yeah, I take it to a certain level, but there's some personality traits. Yeah.
Houses and shit like that. I'm still not all the way there. Yeah, I still be trying to study more numerology and shit like that, but.
I don't understand how y'all can even start to understand it. I know my sign because people tell me what my sign is.
I've been around a lot of people who like have different conversations. So like I've had people who actually had me look up like what my rising and sun sign is. Do you know your rising and sun?
What's yours? You're talking about. Yeah. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
But I was
so exactly. Yeah. So what's yours?
I'm a Cancer rising and a Scorpio moon.
Oh.
I know. Spicy.
Ooh.
Leo sun.
Jeez.
Spicy.
I think my combination make me a god. Humbly speaking. I feel like you're either gonna have either a good experience or a bad experience with an Aquarius. No in between.
I don't know many.
Now you know one. That's for a fact. Now you know me. But I'm like I said, we bring the good or the bad out of you because we're air signs. So like we either gonna make you feel better than you are, or we're gonna make just bring that just bad demon side out of you. And honestly, I'm one of them people. I'm at a point now. I actually try my best to bring the better out of people nowadays. You know, because I feel like a lot of people have a lot of potential to them. You know, you ever have a conversation with somebody, you just feel like, damn, yo, you don't even realize your own potential. And I feel like that's one of my downfalls sometimes.
Why you look at it as a downfall?
Because it makes you blind. Especially when it comes to somebody that you actually like have intimate feelings with. That shit makes you blind. Because I've learned that you can fall in love with the potential of somebody without realizing the reality of who they are today.
Oh, I agree. 1,000%.
Damn, that was deeper.
You have to live in the moment. You gotta.
And that's the problem sometimes, living in the moment. Because the moment cannot be. Sometimes the moment isn't what you think it is.
Right.
Your infatuation just heightened everything for what it is.
Right. You gotta live with what it is, not what you want it to be.
But most people. That is facts. That is facts. But sometimes you don't understand what it is until you actually take the time to reflect on what you've been through.
That's true, too.
Because most people don't reflect on their time as well, too.
That's true.
Is reflection important to you?
Absolutely.
How often do you reflect on your days?
Almost daily.
Daily? Because I think, like, for me, every time, like, even after work, every time after, like, 9 p.m., I like to have a spliff, especially when I have nothing going on. I like to have a spliff to think about how I felt in the day, how my reactions was, and just how the people I came in contact with made me feel and things like that. Because I feel like that's important. That's the only way you actually grow as a human being.
Yeah, I do that in the shower.
That's your thinking time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I take really, really long showers. And I like to have a spliff before my shower.
That's your routine?
And then I have like shower hour and I'm just...
So when you go home after this, you're going to hold a spliff by yourself. And then you go in the shower, take like probably like a 2-hour shower.
Like an
hour. Okay, and then just end your night.
What hour shower?
About.
How?
I just be thinking. I'll be thinking minutes. And I just be in there.
That people that take long showers. Are you
washing
your body the whole time?
Not the whole time.
So, no, I'm not even
just letting the water beat on your back.
I just need in like the, you know, I don't know.
Are you one of those that takes like scorching hot showers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you already knew what I was gonna ask. Yeah.
I am. I'm definitely one of them. Like I need. I gotta feel
that,
like, you know when the water's so hot, like,
yeah,
it'd be so hot, you could like this and make your butt itch a little bit.
Yeah,
y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, and it make your little butt tingle, like, ooh,
this shit hot.
Ooh, hold on.
Then you get used to it, you're like, okay, that's nice.
Put your back right home. All right, we good now. We lit.
So, what does self care look like for you?
Oh, self-care to me looks like massages, facials, nails, meditation, yoga, drinking tea, drinking water, balance, work-life balance.
What does retirement look like for you?
Retirement looks like me with some long blonde dreads, with two kids, growing healthily, again, running successful businesses, empires, and just living well with my family.
How much businesses do you want?
At least five.
At least five? You already have all five in your head already?
I have three in my head already.
And you're hoping the other two just comes along the way?
I'm not hoping they will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Good answer. No, they absolutely will. I'm not even worried about it.
I think one of my favorite things about you so far from having this conversation with you is it's exactly that what I thought it was going to be. Honestly.
Is that a good thing?
Actually, that's actually an amazing thing.
Okay.
I don't say that I have expectations for people, mm-hmm. but when you know somebody is amazing, you expect amazing things, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. Honestly, to keep it a buck, I won't even say that. It's actually, you actually exceeded my expectations of who you are. I would actually say that. Because I know we are a No Humble podcast, but just getting the vibe off who you are, you know, you're humble about the things that come to you. You're humble about your accomplishments. And honestly, I just love how you just enjoy life. I enjoy how you take on life. I think it's inspiring. I think it's actually motivating. I think it actually makes me want to tap into my other creative sides as well, too. So, you know, because I really trying to write more and just do a lot more. So I feel like having this conversation with you, I feel like I'm going to be able to reflect when I'm by myself and just be like, I actually can do things, even just to try it.
Whatever you want to do.
Just to try it.
Why not?
Exactly. So
it's going to stop you, literally.
It's one of those forms of just me making myself happy. Right. So
you should do makeup, bro. Sorry, you tried to do makeup.
Come back.
First of all, the only time I'll ever have makeup done on me.
No, you on you.
Me do makeup?
Yeah.
Nah, I do want to learn how to braid hair, though.
I got you. That's the girl right there. She got you.
I think I'm going to have a daughter on my first go around.
Are you feeling the energy?
I actually want a daughter.
The universe is telling you that.
Yeah, I want a daughter. I'm putting it in the universe.
What advice would you give a father to his daughter?
Me?
For his daughter, yeah.
Be there. Be there, communicate, be real. Be up front. Me and my dad have a great relationship, and I'm just grateful for it because a lot of people don't have that. So I would say be there for your daughter. Be real with your daughter. That's it.
Can I say something?
Yeah, what up?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Also, her views aren't your views, so listen to her. Try and compromise where it makes sense, within reason. Definitely listen. Be part of her. Don't be a hater.
Yeah,
my dad's a hater.
That one felt personal.
I could be a hater. You just gonna be mad about it. It's alright. That's cool.
No, that's like the whole like Benzino Coy Leray thing too. Like,
oh nah, that's OD.
He's
low key
a hater. Like, you mad that your daughter's doing well?
He's OD.
No, you have no neck, no one cares about you. Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's weird.
Oh wow.
This nigga said, oh wow.
No neck Zeno.
Yeah, like you big mad.
You seen that new shit you made?
That's crazy. I think that's actually good advice. But no, I really do want a daughter for my first go around. I think I actually make a great girl dad.
Why do you think so? What makes you think so?
I've been raised predominantly by women. So I've seen the mannerism of women growing up a lot. I've mm-hmm. seen the different personalities that can come from different women. So, like, piggybacking off what she said, I feel like I would be good at actually compromising with my and to be able to understand who my daughter is. I feel like, and most importantly, I feel like I'll be able to raise my daughter to be an alpha woman.
An alpha woman.
Because I feel like the intelligence that I have, the way I see the world, I feel like if I'm able to teach her even just a fraction of that and just couple that with the things she's going to learn in life as she takes on life, mm-hmm. I feel like she will be able to take the fucking world over.
Yes. Also boost your daughter up. Like her confidence.
Of course, because she's going to take the fucking world over.
Yeah, my dad always made me feel like I was that girl.
Like, listen, watching King Richard, was motivating to me.
I actually haven't seen it yet.
Yo, King Richard was such a good movie. Yeah, yo, the way he even protected the daughters that wasn't even his by like birth, you know? Like that nigga, he basically said, "I'm gonna raise y'all to take this fucking world over."
Yeah.
And I'm one of them people who truly believe that when a woman is raised properly, educated properly, there's so much that she can do.
I agree.
And don't get me wrong, as a man who know they're capable of much, I know how much a woman is actually capable of. Like, my very first best friend was my sister. That woman taught me how to do things before I even became of age to do certain things.
Right.
I learned to write cursive before I even learned how to print because of her.
Right.
And I feel like that tapped into a different side of my brain. Like, I was just so intrigued just to learn shit from a young age just because I had her in my life. So I feel like having a woman who cares about you and want better for you genuinely is actually important for you as a man in your life.
I agree.
It motivates you in different ways. And also, I feel like it allows us to see the world in a different way as well, too. Because women see the world differently, my nigga. A woman always can find something to do just because they see things differently. And men are always not really trying to find much to do.
Yes, yeah, facts. Because definitely when I had my daughter, it's like things have been changed. My days have been different. When I had my son, it was cool. It was fun.
Turn the glasses up, putting the glasses on.
Yeah, he's
like, I can
see
how long we in right now. Well, yeah, you tell.
I can't. Yo,
I need glasses, nigga. I can't see for shit.
Okay. All right. About an hour in. You know, I want to be able to smoke for a little bit, to be honest with you. So we gonna cool right, but we can draw another question.
Okay, yeah.
Let's hope it's not too fucking crazy.
Have her draw.
Yeah, you draw the question. Fuck all of that.
Yeah, let me shuffle.
You draw that. You do it. You do what you gotta do. You draw the question.
I got it.
Don't look though.
Hold on, I got it. Hold up. Let me get it right.
Let's hope it's not one of them wild ass ones. We ain't put too much wild ones in there. I think we actually took all the. How we get all the wild ones from the first top? And I literally shuffled.
Well, hold on. What color is it? What is the top?
Not at the top.
Black.
Wow. Two in a row.
Wow.
This one is not that bad.
Okay.
First question. What's an offensive opinion you will never let go of?
Okay. Trans men shouldn't play women's sports.
That's a fact.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
God's a woman.
I don't think that's offensive, though, because that's a fact.
I don't think that's offensive either.
Oh, that's offensive to a lot of white people.
Well, because they believe in that nigga Antonio.
Yeah. They got Jesus.
Yeah, Antonio. I think he's Antonio. Right.
Controversial. Damn. I think it's going to go in the same direction he go, yo. Fucking men can't have periods.
Or babies,
yo.
Or...
Facts. I don't think men should try to be like women, yo. At all.
I agree.
Like, we can't. As much as you want to, you can't. And I would stand by that at all times. Like, yes, I feel like the way you feel and all of that is cool and all, but I'm going to stick by my facts.
Facts.
That's my facts. What was the second part? Wait, you have one?
You got to answer that too. You're not out of this.
Mine is, the Kardashians are not black.
Facts.
Is that offensive though? That's a fact.
It's a fact, but the world need to know.
Facts.
The Kardashians
are white people.
Oh, I have another one. I got another one.
Oh, you just thought of some crazy shit.
Woo! Caitlyn Jenner is not woman of the year.
Super facts.
I stand by that.
I don't know if these are offensive. It depends on who you think you are. I don't know.
This is offensive to a lot of people, bro.
Listen.
I stand by it. There's no way you can be a woman for a year and be woman of the year.
Hey, yo, you know the worst part about that shit? It was a woman who got her whole legs blown off in Afghanistan and some shit that was up for the same fucking award that year.
Really?
That's fucked up.
I don't know, but I bet I'm lying.
I bet you her vagina still worked.
Damn. That's all men care about.
You have gone to work.
Exactly.
Damn.
And she fought for this country and got her legs blown off. And this nigga just got his dick fucking...
Sniff. How the fuck would you tuck your dick, bro?
No. I'm just going to not finish that sentence. I'm glad you finished it. Because it's going to get me started in a rant. Listen, I'm a big advocate on men trying to be women. Like, I feel like it's very belittling to women right nowadays that men really think they can be women. It's belittling as fuck. It is, yo. I love women too much to feel like to have a man come think they can be a woman.
I agree. It's too hard to be a woman for a man to think.
And the struggles and strains that come with being a woman.
Yes.
They would never be able to understand that in no way, shape, or form.
It don't even make sense.
Second of all, why do you think you can understand that? You know? What makes you feel like you understand the struggles of what it means to be a woman? Like, first of all, like, even just having conversations with black women, it's tough for black women. It's fucking tough in this world. No matter what financial situation in your life, yo, it's tough. Because once they see you as being a woman and being a black woman on top of that, a lot of decisions already just get cast out on you. Opinions already get cast out on you. They already put you in certain boxes and stuff like that. So, you know, like, you're sitting there and taking advantage of the stuff that you think it means to be a woman, but you're not actually accepting all of the responsibilities that come with being a woman.
I agree.
It's not fair, yo. It's not, because I feel like now it takes away from the credibility of what it means to be an actual woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At all. Now we're going to basically accept anything for the definition of a woman now?
Right.
Just because they can fake a period, put a little paint on their pants and say they have periods, and they think they cool?
Preach.
That shit bothers me, yo. Like I said, I advocate because I was raised predominantly by women. So, just seeing the fact that I have confident, strong, powerful, intelligent, sophisticated black woman around me that actually raised me, I'm mad for them. I know they probably not that mad, but I'm mad for them. Because I know the work that they put into just to be in the position that they're in, just to be accepted by society. You know? Things like that. So that's where I'm getting a little mad about that. I'm done ranting.
All right. But one more, and we'll be done.
Do you think you are more or less attractive than the average person, and why?
Yep, because I said so.
I'm beautiful. I'm actually more beautiful than the average person. I know what makes me beautiful, though. That's the thing. I know what actually makes me attractive. My intelligence, my smile, and my charisma. Those are the top three things that actually makes me attractive and beautiful. I know they go hand in hand, but those are some of my best top qualities.
I couldn't tell you.
No clue. That was not the question.
You got it in?
Who, me?
No, I said that wasn't the question. It was, do you think you're more or less attractive than the average person?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm more attractive than the average person.
Oh, okay.
Just because I have certain charisma to me.
Gotcha.
My intelligence is above average. Gotcha. And my smile is actually really alluring.
Gotcha.
I just know the things that makes me attractive.
Got it.
And I'm more attractive than the average person for sure.
Gotcha.
And then once you get to know me, you realize that. But you have to actually talk to me to realize how attractive I am. That's the thing about me. So about you?
I'm definitely more attractive than the average person.
I would agree with that, honestly.
Thank you.
Coming from the male perspective, what's the word? I don't know the right word, but just speaking of physical looks alone, I would definitely agree with that, to be honest with you. And I honestly feel like a lot. There's a lot of like beautiful people in the world as well too. Even though a lot of things is preference, but
I really do believe beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, because once I talk to you more, that determines the beauty I'm gonna see in you after. Because it's like, it's cool to be able to see somebody and think they're cute and be able to be attracted to them, but first of all, I'm one of them people, you got to know when to be able to have a conversation and when you just got to be quiet around me.
Right. Do you like clingy niggas?
Do I like what?
Clingy niggas.
No, I'm not clingy at all. I'm actually like very nonchalant and chill and laid back.
My wife hates that about me.
Mm-hmm.
My wife hates that about me.
all those things I said about you?
No, I said my wife hates that about me.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
You'd be like, people say a whole bunch of shit, you'd be like, yeah, I feel you.
I'm like, okay.
I get what you're saying.
Alright.
And that'd be it, right?
Yeah.
I feel you.
And they'd be mad as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say. I genuinely don't know what else to say to you.
I genuinely don't be giving a fuck.
And I genuinely hate that.
Like,
no, I just be like, I'd be like, all right, yeah, that's cool. Feel me? I get what you're saying.
I just said a fucking short story. All you can say is okay.
I'd be like,
yeah,
okay.
But I get it. That's what. So
nah, like
you said it. So I'm good.
Yeah, it's just like. I don't mean no, like, if it's no confrontation, I don't mean no harm by it. It's just like,
I'm scared.
Okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a matter of fact. Like, I heard you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, fuck that. I'm scared of a relationship. I don't know if I'll probably get in one anytime soon again.
In a relationship?
Yeah, I'm just terrifying me.
What was the last time you was in one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
PTSD.
Whiskey.
No, I don't mind talking about everything that I go through, to be honest with you. I think my last relationship was probably, what, 8 months ago?
No.
Was it? I don't know.
I don't know, something like that.
It seems like
it was 8 months is a long time for me. I went through a lot in 8 months. I saw a therapist. I broke my wrist. No, that was actually in the middle of my wrist being broken. Yeah. I'm good on relationships here. Them shit's a PTSD for me. Because I feel like trying to be on the same page with somebody nowadays, I want to actually take the time to get to know you before, you know, I dive into that point with you. Because I feel like once you in a relationship, that's when you see what a person really is.
So how long do you think it takes to get to know someone fully? Or enough, at least?
I don't know. Like, for me, it all depends on the person. But I want to, like, I'm at a point now in my life, I want to date. You know, I want to do things together. Mm-hmm. I want to actually, before I even determine if I even be in a relationship with you. Because it's like, and I want to see you in your everyday life as well, too. I want to see how you handle situations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's based off how long it takes me to see those things.
That's the biggest thing with me, too, is situations.
Yeah, because it's like, how do I see how you handle things when you're mad? You know, when things don't go your way, how do you handle it? Do you get upset at me? Do you take it out on other people around you? Do you internalize it? Do you make you more distant? You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. I have to understand how you react because I have to first decide.
Maybe you want to deal with it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, I'm at a point where my last therapist told me no more small talks. So, when I actually meet people, quit the small talk shit. I like to talk about everybody. I like to just dive into it now and have the deep conversations with people, just because honestly, my cousin died at 25 in his sleep.
Wow.
Perfect health, heart skipped a beat, you know, and just never recovered. Wow. Died in his sleep. Lost my grandmother and my mom in a 2-week span. So I'm at a point right now, it's like, wow, I'm gonna do everything to the fullest. Because I don't know when is. I know it's not to. I know I'm not supposed to judge my future based off other people's own futures. But that just made me realize, yo, tomorrow definitely ain't fucking promise. Because you can be good today, and tomorrow you just fucked up. So I just want to enjoy as much as I can. So I want to live. And living to me is giving my all, giving my soul, giving to the world. And as long as I can do that daily, I feel like I'm living. And that's why I want to keep doing this, because it allows me to just give me to the world and just all the creative things that I want. And I want to change lives, and I want my life to be changed, because I want to be able to see things that I've never, ever seen it before, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to experience things that I thought I would never be able to imagine. Like, that's where I'm at in life right now. I feel like I've been so limited with how I saw things. And I've been limited with what I want. Like, even one of my friends said today, he's like, yo, bro, to be honest with you, my nigga, I never started having millennial thoughts until I had my daughter. Like, even things like that, small things like that resonate with me, because it's like, I want to have millennial thoughts. I don't want to have a kid to be able to have those thoughts, you know? I don't want to have certain situations to put me in certain mindsets. I want to be able to get there by myself just off the people I meet and the conversations that I have. So if I give me to everybody, everybody's going to give themselves back to me. I'm a firm believer of that, just because of the energy that I carry. Like, once I come around and talk to you, you're not going to see, like, you know, once I feel the energy and the vibe and how comfortable I can get with you, and I know I can talk to you, I'm gonna spill my soul. I don't see no harm in that. I'm going to tell you my dreams and everything. Because once I tell you everything, I feel like I don't care if it's out there, because you can never unlock what's for me.
Right.
Never. So I like to give my soul to everybody, and that's where I'm at.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's 100, bro.
That's 100, man. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in for Weed and Whiskey. Thank you guys for being avid supporters. Thank you guys for still being a fan of everything that we say. Through all the ignorant shit.
I was about to say, through all the fuckery and all this bullshit.
Through all the ignorant shit. You know, we have our deep moments on here, and we have our moments where we connect. And we just let you know that we are you. We go through the same things that you go through. We are human beings. And just because I'm not going through it at the moment, don't mean I haven't been through it. I can resonate to everything that you're going through. So just because you feel like it's low now, don't mean it's going to be low forever. Just go through the moments right now. Go through the motions of it. Understand why it's happening. Understand how you feel while it's happening. And just realize you ain't going to ever feel like that ever again, because you realize you don't like that feeling. So keep being great. Keep doing amazing things. And you can tell from this episode that it was very motivating, because Tanae, you are a celebrity. Nah, that ass. You're a celebrity. But most importantly, you're amazing.
Thank you.
The things that you do, you're amazing. I feel like you're one of those people who make other people around you great without even taking credit for it. And won't even realize that you're actually bringing the better out of people. Just the things that you do, the way you say things, just the way you move, it just makes other people just want to just be happy and just want to do other things that's great around them as well, too. So I think you have that personality where you bring better out of people just naturally.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's dope. Not a lot of people can say that about them, or not a lot of people can have that said about them. So I want you to be successful in all your endeavors.
Thank you.
I will be a firm supporter. We will be a firm supporter of everything that you do. I will continue hyping you up like you're my best friend. And I will do everything that I can in my power to make sure you continue shine. And I wish that more blessings and more opportunities come upon you.
Thank you. Because you
deserve it. Enough said. I don't got to explain why. You know why. So everybody,
let them know where they can find you at.
Yes.
On Instagram at Tian, but you know, first of all.
What does that mean? Why are you gonna say first of all? You started it and then stopped.
Because, like, you know, I'm not really big on the social media thing. Like, I'm living.
Yeah,
because
you ain't follow
life.
Us back yet.
So how did
I'm my bad.
Yeah, you about to do that at tonight.
They booked me because I'm that girl, and it's the right people.
The right. It's not about
like,
what you
I don't know.
Know.
Like, honestly, though.
Damn,
like,
you can't even. It's not the website.
Nah. The website is definitely on the way, though, for sure. I got a lot of stuff.
It gotta be now.
No, I got a lot
at this point, you have to have a website.
Nah, like, I have a lot on the way. But no, like, social media, just be weird for me. Like, I know I'm lit in real life, and I feel like people be weird on social media.
It's in her bio.
Like, you feel me? Like, nah, people just be weird on social media, so I feel like don't follow me with no fake love, because I don't need no fake love. I know I'm that girl. Always been that girl. Will forever be that girl.
A celebrity.
And, I mean, if you fuck with me for real, you could follow me. Big things are gone.
Big blood clot things
are
gone.
And a lot of shit is on the way, for real. Like, I've been kind of low on the social media scene, but I might pop back
out. Gotta start
out.
Letting niggas know you do this shit.
I might pop back
You might
out.
Have to drop another rap song.
Possibly. Some
bars. You gotta Maybe. Do it. You gotta let them know they can't do what you do. Cause you
they already know.
Remind them. I want to be reminded. How about
talk
that?
Your shit.
Listen. How about this? Do it for me.
Listen.
Do it for me. Drop a next rap song for me.
Possibly.
Or if anything, be on my poetry EP. I'm gonna drop a poetic EP.
We'll talk some shit on it.
I'm serious. We're gonna do some shit.
What's up?
Yeah, you know I'm dropping my EP, nigga. I'm about to have some other poems I'm about to record. You know what I mean? Fuck you talking about?
We might take this out.
What? Take it out.
Wait, huh?
You said you're about to take it out.
Oh, did I? I was talking about that part, because you know, it ain't done yet.
Marco, you stress me out sometimes, man. But it's okay. You're my brother and I love you, man. It's okay. I won't get rid of you for nobody.
People get stressed out about me.
It's just something about you that's just so stressful, yo.
I don't know why. I don't stress.
It's the dreads.
I think people get stressed out because I don't stress.
That's me. I just be
because I'd be like, all right, yeah, cool.
You know good. Why you don't stress? Because you make other people take your stress.
I don't do it on purpose. That's not my problem.
It's like you don't have no accountability.
I always say that.
I'm always taking accountability for my shit. If I fuck up, I take accountability.
That's it. But you're not responsible for how other people react to you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not, you know.
Period.
If you get stressed out about me, I don't know why.
That's you make me stressed, bro.
Hey, I make a lot of people stressed. You make me stressed, man. I'm still here.
It's all good.
Antonio loves me, Jesus out there, whoever the fuck that nigga is on the white man's cross.
What was it, Antonio Scupinelli?
Yeah, Scupinelli. That's who that white man is.
I call him Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, follow us on every single platform you can do. We the Whiskey Podcast. And that's pretty much it. And go stream and follow us. And I said that too many times. I'm high as shit.
Yeah, that's what you. Honestly, I zoned out probably 30 minutes ago. So, yeah. Have a good time. Be amazing. And what I'm going to always say, controversial, grab her by the pussy with consent. Have a good one, guys, and be amazing and be great.